hear me all right? Just about. Okay. As we see in today's first reading from Exodus, the Israelites themselves celebrated a Last Supper immediately before they began their great adventure of escape from slavery and their perilous journey to the Promised Land. And the starting gun for their move was fired with the shedding of much blood. And in the account we read tonight, we hear God saying, "I will see the blood and pass over you, and you will escape the mortal plague when I strike Egypt." The mortal plague God was talking about would be the death of every firstborn in the land, animal and human, except for the firstborn of the Israelites. Only those signed with the blood of the Lamb were spared as the angel of death passed over their houses. And in sparing the firstborn children of Israel, God was making it very clear his opposition to human sacrifice, which he knew would be practiced by some of the pagan nations that they would come in contact with on their travels. This was not to happen with them. So from that night on, the Israelites would consider their firstborn as belonging and consecrated to the Lord, but they would also, when they presented him to God, would have him redeemed by a blood sacrifice. A lamb, if the parents were wealthy, pigeons, of course, if they were poor. And as we know, Jesus himself was a firstborn, and so he was presented in the temple and redeemed by a blood sacrifice. And this pivotal moment in their history was remembered every year with a Passover meal, which all Jews had to celebrate in memory of their liberation from slavery. This, of course, was what Jesus was doing with his apostles at the Last Supper. But this particular meal took on a whole new meaning because Jesus himself became the sacrificial lamb whose blood would be shed on the altar of the cross in order to redeem not only his own people, but the whole of humanity. It is a once-for-all perfect sacrifice which Jesus makes available to all people at all times, until the end of time really, so that they too can be set free from the slavery of sin. As in the Exodus, after this Last Supper, much blood would be shed just before the great adventure of resurrection and the journey to eternal life in the Promised Land of heaven. So with the death of Jesus, the old covenant with God comes to an end, and his blood seals God's new covenant with humanity, which we call the New Testament. Every Mass we celebrate is rooted in the death and resurrection of Christ, the King who came to serve, not to be served, and a point he makes very graphically as he lowers himself to the level of a slave in order to wash the apostles' feet. And by our communion with him at Mass and with his Spirit within us, we are given the strength to be his hands and his feet in order to reach out to the poor, the marginalised, the lost and the lonely, as he, our Master, did, taught us how to serve. Every celebration of Mass is a call to and a means of entering more deeply into our Christian vocation to follow him who is the way, the truth and the life, to be at the service of our fellow man in a world which Jesus is still trying to set free from the slavery of sin, many evils still rampant in our so-called civilized society, such as the slaughter of innocents going in the Ukraine at this very moment. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us and grant us your peace.